You're listening to 103.3 Waco Public Radio. Art doesn't just show us history. Sometimes it travels through it. Statues, paintings, entire collections make their way across centuries and continents, carrying their stories with them. In today's David and Art, host David Smith follows one of those journeys from ancient Rome to Texas.
Right now at the Kimball Museum of Art in Fort Worth, there's a marvelous exhibit of marble sculptures from Rome's Torlonia collection. The museum describes the Torlonia as the most important private collection of Roman sculptures in the world, with 620 marble and alabaster pieces in a wide array of styles and subjects. For the first time, 58 pieces from the collection are coming to the Western Hemisphere. Fort Worth, Texas, is one of only three stops. The collection began to be assembled in the early 1800s by an Italian nobleman named Giovanni Torlonia. His son, Alessandro, carried the project forward, gathering sculptures in part from excavations carried out on the family's estates. In 1875, Alessandro opened a private museum to showcase the works, some of which go back to the 5th century BC. In the wake of World War II, the museum closed, and the collection went unseen for decades. Before this exhibit arrived in Fort Worth, it was hosted by the Art Institute of Chicago. One of the curators there said the show is intended to be for non-specialists. That is, people who might not know much about the ancient world, but might be interested in seeing what Emperor Marcus Aurelius actually looked like. But wait, the Kimball isn't done. Earlier this year, one of the museum's favorite paintings, Caravaggio's The Card Sharps, spent a few months in Rome as part of a wonderful exhibit at a place called the Palazzo Barberini. Now, in something of a nice reciprocal action, one of the Caravaggios whose permanent home is there is visiting here. His stunning Judith Beheading Holofernes ranks among the artist's most groundbreaking masterpieces for its bold realism and the theatrical staging. At almost 6.5 feet wide and almost 5 feet high, it's a sizable work. By contrast, The Card Sharps is 3 feet by just over 4 feet. Caravaggio painted this work sometime between 1598 and 1602. It's startlingly violent, frankly, and will likely surprise some people who go see it. Abundantly clear is the artist's mastery of contrasting areas of light and dark, which heightens the drama in the piece. It's easily one of his most captivating paintings. In bringing such masterworks to Fort Worth, the Kimball Museum is one of the things that Texas can be proud of.
This has been David and Art from Waco Public Radio. Replay this episode or check out earlier shows online at kwbu.org.